He wasn't the first to say it, but it was the first time I'd heard it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tony Robbins, 1994. The guy was probably the most famous motivational person in the world. I wanted to feel him in action, so I attended his fire walking event. That weekend carried two revitalizing moments for me. Event number one, I walked barefoot across hot coals. I've now done it three times, but the first time I remember standing in front of a 15-foot-long row of glowing orange and red coals. My pant legs were rolled high as to not catch a rising ember, and then I watched my shoeless left foot boldly step onto the burning coals. It was a conscious, out-of-body experience. But the truth about firewalking? Scientifically, walking on hot coals is easy to understand. It's really not a big deal. But psychologically, it's a huge deal. After doing it, I wondered, man, what else do I think I can't do, but I can? The second thing that happened at that event, Tony said something that revitalized me. Tony shared a testimonial about what prompted him to create change in himself. He told a story about reaching a low point in his life where he was fed up with where he was and he wanted to change who he was. He said, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." As I sat in my seat watching and listening, I felt those words hard. I'd just come off a nasty election loss. I didn't know what to do next with my career. I needed a jump start. After that event, my head, my vision, my legs, they each took off. Again. They're difference-making words. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're for those who want to live bolder. They're for those who want to live braver. They're for those who want to live better. When I hit a lull in my life, the words are on automatic rewind in my head. They push me to look past acceptance. They spark me to take bigger action. Until I do, I know I will keep hearing the words, "Do something about how you're living, thinking, and feeling, or choose to keep living, thinking, and feeling this." My struggles, fears, defeats, frustrations, and anxieties, none of them own me. Your struggles, fears, defeats, frustrations, and anxieties, well, they don't own you either. But before we can ever cut the cord and move toward something bolder, braver, and better, man, we've got to claim the words. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Thank you so much for listening in this week. Create a great day. Create a great week.